The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show Wednesday. Hump day, Dom. I've got a name. Actually, I've got a few names. I'll let you choose.
Okay.
The Say It to My Face Wednesday edition in honor of Vice President Kamala Harris and her statement.
I like it. Okay.
Or the Why Would He Do That Wednesday edition, Dom, in honor of Trump's appearance in front of the National Association of Black Journalists, a Q&A that was supposed to go an hour, yet after Trump was roundly booed.
Boo this man.
They cut it off about 30 minutes into an hour-long event. The Trump team cut it off. No more questions. That's how well it went.
My recommendation would be to honor the vice president. Say it to my face. I do not want to honor Donald Trump and his racist, asinine comments. He's rude. He's racist. He's weird. Why would he do that? I don't know. But I do know I like Kamala Harris. Say it to my face edition of the Devil's Advocates. Rich, working the board, our fair audience, 844-967-2789.
Let's lead with the Democratic presumptive nominee in Atlanta last night. She had about 10,000, dude. And this was a rock concert. And Megan Thee Stallion appeared on stage. They were twerking for Harris.
They were dancing, man. It was fantastic.
You know, there
what do they call it? The Rolling Stones, Rolling Stone magazine. Conservatives are melting down over Megan Thee Stallion's, quote, hotties for Harris performance. Yeah. But I mean, I'd rather see Megan Thee Stallion up there dancing than Kid Rock and Ted Nugent and Scott Baio. I'm just saying. Dog about, the Bounty Hunter.
What about Trump when he does the double handy?
No, man. I'll take Megan Thee Stallion every time.
Let's start then with the event in Atlanta and the words of the vice president last night. She spoke to a very partisan crowd. I mentioned to you earlier, Dom, I watched a former Republican commentator who had to cover their ears. We've been in loud rooms, helicopters overhead, stuff like that. And it was so loud, the energy so strong in this event in Atlanta last night. This former Republican said, Georgia is absolutely back into play. I think it is. New polling out shows very, very close. And the presidency, theoretically, could go through Georgia, although I predict it goes through Wisconsin. But let's get to the sound. Let's play some Kamala Harris from last night. If you would, Rich, let's play cut one.
Georgia, it is so good to be back. And I am very clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state.
Well, she's only touring swing states, Dom, so that makes sense.
She could say that in every swing state.
Let's play more of Kamala Harris last night. The crowd loved her. Play it for the people, Rich.
When we win this election, here's what we're going to do about it. On day one, I will take on price gouging and bring down costs.
Oh, yeah. Greedflation, that's a thing.
And what about Trump backing out of debating her? Now, she did address this last night in the crowd. They were loving it. Say it to my face, Wednesday edition of the Devil's Advocates. Play it for the people, Rich. Kamala Harris.
Well, Donald. I do hope you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage. because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face.
No, instead he's up rage tweeting at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Now, I would point out
keyboard warrior style. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right Wing Talk Radio, Dan O'Donnell, the Prince of Wisconsin Mornings on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. He played Kamala Harris speaking in Atlanta last night and then played sound of Hillary Clinton using sort of a fake black colloquialism once upon a time. You know, it's still out there. Everything. The internet remembers. And he's effectively saying Kamala Harris is faking it. This black accent, she's faking it, just like Hillary did. And I'm thinking to myself, you realize she's a black woman, right? You telling her that she's faking being too black, offending you because she's, what, showing a little too much personality for your taste, Whitey Righty Talk Radio host Dan O'Donnell?
Come on.
This is, I believe, how he led his show today.
I love it when I hear white men tell black women how they need to act, talk, dance, marry, vote. Keep doing that, fellas.
Well, you should have seen Trump at the National Association of Black Journalists. Say it to her face. Trump questioned her blackness in front of black journalists today. We've got the sound. Let's get to it. The Why Would He Do It Wednesday edition for all you MAGAs listening. Why would he go in front of black journalists and expose himself for the racist he is? He couldn't help it, Dom. Let's play some of this for the people, Rich. Let's get it started with the Trump. Cut one.
I have been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better than President Johnson, who signed the Voting Rights Act.
Better than Barack Obama?
I mean, the journalist, I believe Scott was her last. I mean, she was awesome. She was on point. She had some really tough questions. We'll get into more of that. But let's hear some of the sound. I believe the next cut, number five, will be the comments he had on the vice president's race. Please, Rich.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know. Is she Indian or black. Is she black?
She is always but identified, you know, as a black woman. I respect either one.
Wow. Are you freaking kidding me?
He's so condescending on top of the racism, man.
What, she didn't make proper declaration of her ethnicity to racist Donald Trump?
To Donald Trump, yes. To white guy Donald Trump.
Because I'm pretty damn sure Donald Trump through his entire life didn't have to hear how someone declared themselves before he leveled the N-word at him. Read his book, Trump Revealed. I mean, this guy's been a racist back. He's got a federal decree. His policies were racist all the way back to the 1970s, failing to rent homes and properties, apartments in New York City to black people. They'd put a C, and I'll let you guess what the C was for, on their application, and they would always set them aside to the point where they got hammered with a federal lawsuit, which of course they never really properly followed, Dom. The consent decree, Trump signed it and then didn't follow it.
Well, shocking. Shocking, I tell you. More from Trump today, addressing the National Association of Black Journalists, talking about the January 6th convictions. Would he pardon? Let's hear cut six, please.
Mr. President, I would love to ask you about January 6th. You've called yourself the candidate of law and order. Yeah. When Time magazine asked you if you would consider pardoning all the rioters, you said, yes, absolutely.
Sure.
You called them patriots. 140 police officers were assaulted that day. Their injuries included broken bones, at least one officer lost an eye, one had two cracked ribs, two smashed spinal discs, another had a stroke. Were the people who assaulted those 140 officers, including those I just mentioned, patriots who deserve pardons?
Well, let me bring it back to modern day. Like about 5 days ago, we had an attack on the Capitol. horrible attack on the Capitol. You saw the people that were protesting and spraying these incredible monuments, bells, lions, all these magnificent limestone and granite with red paint, red spray paint, that will never actually come off, especially on the limestone. It will never, I'm a builder, I know about this stuff. It'll never, you'll see it in 100 years from now. They viciously attacked our government. They fought with police. They fought with them much more openly than I saw on January 6th. What's going to happen to those people? What's going to happen to the people in Portland that destroyed
that city?
But, sir,
my question
city?
Is on those.
What's going to happen to
my
the people
that
tried
to bring rioters who assaulted
excuse
officers?
Me. You have to
would
ask,
you pardon
what's
those people?
Happen? Oh, absolutely, I would.
You
if
would pardon
innocent,
those?
If they're innocent, I would pardon them.
They've been convicted.
And by the way,
they've been convicted. Even the audience full of black journalists laughed at the man.
Isn't that? I mean, if they're innocent, they wouldn't have to be pardoned, dude. What an idiot.
They were his people, though, Dom. I think we've got one more to play from Trump. While there's time,
wow.
Let's play for the people. Rich, it went
by
on
the way,
like this.
The Supreme Court just under... Well, they were convicted by a very tough system. They were, how come the people that tried
system.
To burn down Minneapolis, how come the people that took over a large percentage of Seattle, how come nothing happened to them?
That's not
how
true.
Come the
but
people
sir, we're
that,
talking about people that were
people,
seen
no, no,
beating
no.
officers with flagpoles, dragging them down the stairs. They're on
they
video. Have you seen that
really?
Video, sir?
Oh, really? Well, they
you
shot.
Would pardon those, you would pardon those rioters?
They shot a young lady in the face who was protesting. They shot her. No. You know, nobody died that day. You do know that. But people died in Seattle. Nobody died, but people died in Minneapolis. You know people died in Minneapolis. And nothing happens, and nobody ever talks, and nothing happens to those people.
What
but
about the lady that got shot
J6
in the face?
People with a vengeance. And I'll tell you what about the cops that were, and I'm all for the police, as you know, but what about the police that are ushering everybody into the Capitol? Go in. What about that? Look.
No one
nothing is perfect in life.
Nothing is perfect
wow.
in life. If you didn't hear the person in the audience, he yelled, "You lie. I was there." Donald Trump, this was perhaps the worst decision of the campaign season so far. Why would you do that? Why would you go to the National Association of Black Journalists and you didn't even hear, folks, the way he insulted the panel, the journalist he went after, the ABC commentator. Very mean, very, very nasty. Come back, more devils. Never mean or nasty.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join this political party, talk or text. Hit us up 844-967-2789.
Why would he do that? Why would you go and appear before the National Association of Black Journalists and then get asked the very first question and attack the black journalist? As The Hill is reporting it, Dom, and of course Donald Trump is the subject of the attack on the black journalist and the vice president's own ethnicity. But, you know, setting that aside just for a moment.
We have to set so many things aside to get this most current travesty. I have the actual question that Rachel Scott, the ABC News anchor, who and we played some of the sound. I would suggest you guys watch the whole thing. Go find it somewhere. We're not going to play the whole thing for you. But Rachel Scott, I think, did a masterclass in trying to hold Trump to account. And the very first question, according to the Raw story, Curdy, let me just throw this out there. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they're not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking Black supporters to vote for you? Why should Black voters trust you after you've used language like that? Trump responded with anger. Of course he did. Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner. You didn't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I come here. I came here in good spirit. The former president claimed he had done so much for the Black population of this country. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And it goes on and on. A little flavor for the guy. And of course, the Harris campaign is saying basically, you know, yeah, hey, this is exactly who he is. So why did he do it, Crudy? He did it for the racist MAGAs, man. He did it because I'm the tough guy. I'll go into the lion's den, quote unquote, and I'll tell them what I think about them. Was she Indian or Black? Why are you so horrible? That's just a terrible question. You didn't even say hello. American Bridge has a mock-up, a couple of a tweet out there of a cut-up of some of the nasty things he's saying to them. Oh, you're terrible. Typical Trump. So he was not respectful. He was not engaging. He was not answering the questions. He was insulting and racist. And eventually they pulled the plug after the room, mostly of journalists, but not all of them, started booing him. They pulled the plug after like 30 minutes because he was crashing and burning. Because that's what he does. He burns everything down.
Well, and the most important part he burned down, Dom, was when he described the vice president by your race. And he said something, and I'm going to read the quote here from thehill.com. I've known her for a long time indirectly, not directly very much, Trump said. She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I don't think she was Black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn Black. And now she wants to be known as Black, Trump said. So I didn't know, is she Indian or is she Black? She's always identified as a Black woman, the journalist Scott interjected. That's never been in question. Ask any of your racist buddies what they perceive her to be. They're not drawing nuance between her Indian and her Black heritage, Dom.
Her South Asian versus her Black heritage. But of course, Donald Trump, he is the arbiter, right? He is the one to decide how a Black woman should identify, how a Black woman should speak, how a Black woman should vote, what a Black woman should do with their bodies. I mean, this is pure Trump. That's exactly, hey man, you got what you get what you wanted, that what you got. Exactly who he is.
Now, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, called Trump's comments repulsive and insulting. And the Harris campaign called Trump's appearance on Wednesday a taste of the chaos and division that has been the hallmark of Trump's MAGA rallies this entire campaign. It is also exactly what the American people will see from him across the debate stage as Vice President Harris offers a vision of opportunity and freedom for all Americans, according to Michael Tyler, her campaign communications. All Donald Trump needs to do is stop playing games and actually show up to the debate on September 10th. And what did Kamala say from the stage last night in Atlanta?
Say it to my face.
Got something to say to me? Say it to my face, Donald Trump. So contrast these two images, Dom. You got like 10,000 people in majority minority Atlanta showing up, partying their asses off with Megan Thee Stallion and Kamala Harris. And it was a party, and they were twerking, they were having a good time. And, of course, the right's melting down because they were twerking and having a good time. And these are Black women, and they don't quite understand it, Dom. They're not doing what they would have them do. Don't they know that they need to act as directed by white men?
Especially rich, white, old men, especially.
You mean people like Trump?
Exactly.
844-967-2789. Now, Dom, we have seen so many different times during the course of Trump's, about 8-year political career? I mean, he also attacked birtherism. He was like one of the originators of the question, yep. The delegitimization of Barack Obama, right? Where's your birth certificate? Need the long-form birth certificate. claimed he was sending people to Hawaii to investigate the birth certificate.
Someone should look into that.
Well, that was part of Scott's question to him, the ABC commentator, one of the panelists. Harris Faulkner tried to save this man. She's the only black person that I see with any frequency on the Foxy News, Dom. And she's one of the daytime commentators. And she tried to save Trump from himself, you know, played nice, sucked up to the man. And he just couldn't contain himself. He just had to let his true color shine, Dom.
He always does. If one thing you can say about Trump, and that what he's, it is what he says, but this is who he is. Take him at face value. When he runs out of material, he is the snake that bites you, and he'll tell you about it. Why did you bite me? Because I'm a snake. I mean, you don't need anything more than that. Oh yeah, and he's an insurrectionist bastard.
And probably a racist.
Oh, definitely a racist.
Light them up. The phone lines, they're open and toll free. 844-967-2789. If the boss is watching, just shoot me on the text line. DM.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Say It to My Face Wednesday edition, Dom's preference, or the Why Would He Do That Wednesday edition, in regards to Donald Trump going to the National Association of Black Journalists and the speculation over on the MSNBC, Dom, he meant to do that. NBC News' Jonathan Allen noted Trump began the discussion in a combative style, attacking ABC News reporter Rachel Scott. He thinks Trump was playing to his base on the dime of the NABJ. But this is what Donald Trump wanted out of today. He has got playing to the base, trying to push up energy and excitement from white males in the MAGA movement. He wanted this fight with black journalists. Michael Hardaway, former aide to Rep. Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Dick Durbin, attacked the National Association of Black Journalists, saying that they should have anticipated this would happen. His goal, to John's point, is to go out in front of an audience of black people to play and insult them, to play to his MAGA base on the right. It's horrifically insane. Those same people who are descendants of childhood slavery in America. He also said that his legal trials were the worst thing to happen in American history. And so this was a horrific situation that was completely preventable. Now, I know the co-chairperson of this organization.
If that would be the case, Crudy, then why did they pull the plug 32 minutes into the one-hour thing? If he was out there just to do that, what? Because, you know, it's terrible. He's saying terrible things. And maybe it does, you know, get the MAGAs riled up, but you're not doing anything to your suburban women. You're not expanding your voting bloc, man. You might get them riled up, but they're not going to vote twice. And they pulled the plug before it was over because he was crashing and burning. Now, his intent may have been that, but he went overboard, man. He's terrible. There's literally, and I just retweeted it out there. And look, find us on Twitter at Devil Radio. He reaches over and grabs, apparently, what's her name? Scott, Rachel Scott, the ABC news anchor, the water, and really tightens the lid on her water and puts it back. Doesn't drink it, doesn't do anything. Reaches over, tightens it, and puts it back. Seems, guys, it's out there, man. It is out there. He did so much damage today to his campaign. It's hard to even fathom. Now, I'm sure the makers were happy about it, but he didn't get anybody, man. He lost independence today.
On the WAUK text line, Liz from Saukville messages in, after these last few days of Trump gaffes, I think Trump has now surpassed the gift that keeps on giving to the Democrats, you know, J.D. Vance. Andrew from Verona says, we need more this more often. Trump needs to be surrounded by an audience that aren't just a bunch of MAGAs. Yeah, I don't disagree, but it's not like he's going to enemy territory very often. The other thing I found very ironic, he's complaining mightily, first on social media and then from the stage, from the Diaz, that Harris apparently was potentially going to be entertained on a virtual in September. I was told I had to be here. I couldn't do it on Zoom. He was so mad about that, that they might accommodate someone other than Trump because they didn't want Trump on Zoom. They wanted Trump in person.
I'm here under false pretenses, is what he said. And he had to wait a half hour because this woman couldn't get her gear straight. I mean, the guy was just insulting on every single level with everything that came out of his mouth. Yes, he'll pardon the insurrectionist bastards that he called to the Capitol that beat the hell out of that thin blue line that all you law and order megas claim to love. He's going to what? Allow that to happen. He's going to allow that to stand because look at over here, look at these protests, and look at over there. And all that belies the fact that this wasn't just a regular protest. This was an insurrection. This was an act to stop the counting, man. This was to stop Biden from becoming president. I don't know what you call it. But that was more than just, you know, some people getting out of hand and protesting. Most of them, 95, 98% of the Black Lives Matter protesters after George Floyd, after people are getting sick of unarmed young black men getting murdered by police and seemingly getting away with it. That's a whole different thing than trying to stop an election, to try to overturn an election, to hold on to power when you lost an election.
Act like that's a bad thing.
I mean, it seems to put it, you know, towards the top of the list.
844-967-2789. But I've known you for a long time. It's a long list.
Thank you.
L.A. Tom, welcome back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, I'm actually watching a little bit on YouTube. Critty, it looks like you may have lost some weight, or maybe it's the blue light blue shirt that you're wearing today. So I wanted to compliment.
It seems unlikely that, I've lost weight, Tom.
All right.
Last night, Liza had some women over to the house. I was up drinking margaritas and eating tacos till way too late.
It was Tuesday. What are you supposed to do?
That's not going to help that anyway. But what I'd like to say is either, we can call him Don Old Trump, or we can call him Dementia Don, or we could just call him you can call J.D. Vance, you can call him J.D. Weirdo, because he wants to change his name 12 times over.
Could we call Trump the Grand Wizard?
Well, either that or Donald the Fossil, too, would work. But you know, he is a dodger. The thing about him is he dodges debates, he dodges the war. He is a dodger, Donald Dodger. But what I wanted to say is I thought this interview today was probably one of the best interviews I have seen because they actually did some fact checking without doing fact checking in real time. Now, if the rest of the media could actually pick up on a clue on this and actually start doing it and quit acting like Donald Trump is the critique in chief, like he's Simon Cowell or something up there, always critiquing everybody else and tell him to shut up. Because of the fact that an interview is where you're asked questions. It's not where you're giving your damn opinion. So, Donald, sit your ass down and listen and to the questions. And the reporter was right. Everything she said, finally someone came out and spoke out on his lies in real time. Not where they just go and say it after the show is over. You know, like a CBS Morning News or whatever, and then later on through five more shows that they do, they fact check him. No, fact check his ass in real time and everything that he does, and I'll tell you what, this election will be a blowout. And no, I don't think this interview helped him at all. Like Dom said, this made him look like the ass that he is.
Well, it certainly helps draw a contrast with him and the black female, I thought she was an Indian candidate.
Tom, it's so disgusting. And this is one of the first interviews I recall him doing without a friendly interviewer, right? He was on the Foxies recently. What was her name? The blonde lady on Fox Lies had him recently.
Laura Ingram.
Yeah. She's not holding him to account. Now, Rachel Scott came out, lined him up, gave a bunch of examples of the things that he said, the elephant in the room, as she described it. And he got all defensive. Oh, you're so rude. Why do you didn't even say hello and welcome me? What, man? That's the question. Answer the question. He can't handle it. He's not used to people pushing back and holding him to account. And when he gets out of his element, when he gets his uncomfortable like that, that's when he lashes out. And the racism and the misogyny just bubbles to the surface. It can't even stay below. It's his natural reaction.
It was also for the call, Tom. Scott from ABC that asked the very specific and direct question and tried to bring him back on the January 6th pardon. That was also Scott from ABC.
Yeah.
Seemed like a very capable journalist. Now, I would contrast that with some of the friendly treatment he got from Harris Faulkner, the Foxy News representative on the black journalist panel. And just for the sake of reference, Tom, you know the term Grand Wizard usually refers to the leader of the Klan.
Yes, the KKK.
I just want to make sure that didn't get lost on anyone.
And Faulkner actually gasped. I think she said, oh, my goodness, when Donald Trump went off on Scott for asking a pointed question that he took as insulting. Well, if listening to the things that you have said in past brought up to you in the context of why should black voters trust you now, if that bothers you, then maybe you should apologize and maybe not say those kinds of things. And account for it. But no, he can't do it. He attacks, because that's what he does. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you are up. Happy days, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, do you think he'll make talk of the town at the front part of New Yorker magazine with this? I mean, all jobs are black jobs. What the hell was that supposed to mean, first of all? And then, you know, I disagreed with a gal vehemently that was on a panel after it on MSNBC. I don't know who she was, but she said, you know, there's a lot to unpack here. And I went, no, there isn't. There's nothing to unpack here. He just proved again he is a devout, racist, bigot, pig, misogynistic a-hole on steroids.
He's yeah, but that's who his block. Voters like, man. That's what they want. They want the you're fired. You know, this is a caricature of himself, and he's going to the extreme. He's getting even more like that, or at least publicly like that, because he's got nowhere else to go. What's he going to talk about? What's the policy? Well, certainly not Project 2025. I don't even know anything about it. What I know about, I really don't like. You know, the guy's he's just waffling. And so he's trying to, I guess, motivate the base. But even that, man, they cut him off. His own staff cut him off after 30 minutes.
Yeah, because I think they knew that. I don't think this is going to play real well with independent voters and a litany of different voters out there. Anybody that's normal and not ready for the rubber wall will tell isn't ready to vote for this guy.
Dick.
Thank you for the call, Dick. Appreciate it, man.
Probably a pretty fair assessment. I've got a few texts I think are noteworthy here, Dom. Cam from Nina. Got a couple from Cam. I'll read a couple. I just watched the clip, the Trump clip, right before tuning in. Good timing. Yeah, this was complete dunderhead move. How do you even try to say that you're better than the guy who gave freedom to the African Americans? Damn, man, I just want someone to twist his nipples and jab him in the throat.
Throat punching, and rhetorically.
Then Cam goes on to say, Dom, I think you're wrong. All caps. He didn't do it because he was trying to make the racist MAGAs happy. It wasn't for them. He did it because he's racist. And Crudy read this out loud because he likes reading out loud things that say Dom is wrong because you two are lovely little pot stirrers of my favorite radio show. You have excellent taste, Cam. Some would call us the greatest radio show ever.
It's true.
844-967-2789. It's a phone number. It's a text line. Andrew from Verona says, even if this was part of some grand strategy by the Trump team, right. I sure hope the Dems put all these clips, sound bites, into some great Harris ads.
I don't know how you can't. I mean, every reaction that Trump said from insulting Rachel Scott to questioning whether or not VP Harris is black to saying he'd pardon only the innocent J6ers. I mean, there's so much there.
Don, we've also got some new sound from J.D. Vance.
Just to add on top?
It's not advancing the cause for the MAGA much. No. I've got a great nickname suggestion from the text line, Dom. The newest for Donald Trump. The Grand Wizard of Weird.
Nice.
That is a clever text coming in from the 920. You could be part of this fine program. And Bill Press is going to be part as well, our podcaster, pundit. He's a friend of ours. He'll have some pretty unvarnished things to say about Donald Trump today, I suspect, in the happier happy hour. But until Bill arrives, could be your turn. Join us, 844-967-2789. And a lot of people are disagreeing with my assessment that Josh Shapiro will be Kamala Harris's VP pick. Then why are they launching in Pennsylvania? That's the logic of my
I gotta keep you guessing,
prognostication. Keep you guessing. They're not launching in Minneapolis. Sorry, Tim Walz. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. Going there shortly. Talk or text 844-967-2789. Our pal, Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. He's going to join us at the 5 o'clock hour.
Dom, Scott, very impressive. This ABC journalist, she... probably the strongest of all the panelists. You do have to consider Harris Faulkner from Foxy News was one of the three. Here is another statement she made, and we'll get to your phone calls. I see you there, Wisco Paul. Be patient. You'll be first in the queue, and then you can line up behind Wisco at 844-967-2789. She asked, you've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with white supremacists at Mar-a-Lago Resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, is why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that? And then after he insulted the journalist, Dom, he went on to say he didn't even know Kamala Harris was black till she declared herself black. And that's when the real question marks started. Racist or intentional behavior? What do you think, Dom? I just want to commend Rachel Scott. Rachel Scott did a great job trying to hold Trump accountable. That's the way journalism is supposed to work. And so
and that's why opportunity. Donald Trump goes to Laura Ingraham and not Rachel Scott. His reply, I don't think I've ever been asked such a question, asked a question in such a horrible manner. A first question, you didn't even say hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. I think it's disgraceful. I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country. So just ask him, he'll tell you.
Well, best since Lincoln, there was a qualifier.
Oh, okay.
So not the best ever. I guess Lincoln and the Emancipation Proclamation, you know, that edges Trump out. But up until then, you know, he's obviously cleared the decks, Dom.
I mean, because they love him so much back. That's why they were booing and gasping. And even Fox Lies Harris Faulkner, when he started insulting Rachel Scott, said, oh, my goodness. She was taken aback. Well, you should be used to it by now. And, you know, so was this a good idea to bring him in or a bad idea to bring him in? I don't know the answer to that.
I think it was a good idea.
I think it's a great in the sense that we see how obviously racist and unhinged and weird this cat is. So in that regard, yeah, man, the more that people can see what the guy really is, I guess that's a benefit. 844-967-2789. Wisco, Paulie, you are up. Welcome, man. What do you got?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Devils. I'll agree with Crudy. I think the governor of Pennsylvania is going to be the VP. He brings a lot to the table. I think Pennsylvania, you got to have that to win. And Trump has been weird for 10 years? I think it was 10 years ago.
His whole freaking life,
man,
dude.
Man.
I saw him in a suit that was like blue velvet, only the bottom was shorts. I mean, this was his fashion choice in the 1970s, a blue velvet shorts and sport coat. This guy's always velvet? Been weird.
I don't even know how he... okay, let's put it this way. He made it through 4 years. I don't know how he got elected. I guess Hillary just ran a bad campaign. But I watched this guy for 4 years, and I couldn't take it. I couldn't wait till his presidency ended. And he's still popular with the Republicans. I don't get any of that. So I don't know if today heard him at all, but it was nice to see a journalist hold him accountable and ask him questions that he had no idea how to answer them. It actually was a great job by the ABC reporter. And maybe people see enough. Hey, I got a quick question for you two. It's this election in the end will come down to what? The independent voters, correct? Because you're not going to change the Trumpsters no matter what. And I'm certainly, no matter what he does, not going to change me because I've seen enough of this nut job. So it's going to come down to the independent voters. Will this change their thought? Will this help that? Thanks for the show, guys.
I don't think he helped his cause.
No, that doesn't help your cause with independent, undecided voters in swing states. No, no. No, but because Donald Trump doesn't have it within him, Paul, to think that anything he's ever done was something that he should apologize for, ever. So in that sense, no, I don't think that, you know, independent, undecided voters who, again, maybe aren't even tuning in even to this point. I mean, it's hard to see how you couldn't at least know, well, you know, the you know, President Joe Biden dropped out and the vice president. She's now, you know, consolidating the support and she's got the delegates and it's going to be her. I mean, so people maybe know that. But I mean, literally, folks are just starting to tune in now, man. It's August tomorrow. The sprint is starting to go faster and faster. And when people dial in, when they tune in, when they check out, all of a sudden their news feed or their Twitter feed or their whatever, wherever they get their news is full of Donald Trump just being a jackass to these black journalists. I can't see how that tells anybody who is an independent mind and undecided thinking, well, yeah, man, that's what I want. Yeah, is she ever black or is she Indian? Well, someone should look into it. The dude literally said someone should look into it. What? No, that doesn't help him, Paul. It hurts him.
Gretchen from Green Bay says, Shapiro supports private school vouchers. I hope it's not him. I'm not saying I'm rooting for him. I'm just saying because of geographic location and the fact they're running out the VP choice in Pennsylvania, probably Shapiro. Matt from Germantown, has CJ responded to this interview on the show yet? I'll tell you what, CJ, if you call now, we'll like hold a little bit of time at the end. I promise. We'll make time for you, but you got to hold for like an hour first because we got a fine guest. He is Bill Press. We got a happy hour, the Wednesday edition. Either say it to my face Wednesday, or why would he do that Wednesday? We'll ask Bill Press what he prefers, more Devils.